Samehwal prompts a displaced 55-year-old mother from Rabah city is attempting to sell a carpet and two towels in Hamad residential town of Khan Yunis in the hopes she could buy a few pounds of a flour for her four children. Here, a 50-pound bag of a flour sells on the black market for more than $200.
I had to sell my son's cell phone in order to buy food for my children. Unfortunately, my son will not be able to use his phone for studying in high school. I don't know what to do, and I hope others will hear my pleas. Now, nothing makes a difference. I wish I would die rather than getting up in the morning and hearing my children ask me for food. I have never had to sell my furniture or things except this time. I was a kindergarten teacher back in Rafah before this humiliation.
For several weeks now, Samahir and 2.3 million other residents of the Gaza Strip have suffered from a shortage of flour needed for bread for both households and local bakeries. The lack of flour has shuttered several bakeries in Gaza. A majority of flour here in the territory is provided for free by the United Nations Refugee Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA. Over the weekend, UNRWA suspended the delivery of flour and aid into Gaza. UNRWA's Commissioner General Philip Lazzarini cited Israeli border restrictions and the looting of aid by militant gangs that's been exacerbated by Israeli forces targeting and dismantling of the Hamas-run police force that provided a level of security. Louise Waterett, spokesperson for UNRWA, described the desperate conditions Palestinians face due to lack of food from the north to the south of Gaza. She spoke at the Japanese clinic medical facility Saturday in Khan Yunis.
Only a week, but a week in Gaza City compared to the south and the middle areas. When you see people in Gaza City, they are queuing for bread. They are queuing for hours, but they are queuing patiently. And at the end of the line, they will get pieces of bread, as opposed to what we're seeing here, where there is no possibility, there's no option to queue. People are forced to scramble over each other for survival. They're fighting for pieces of bread.
Last week, three women in central Gaza Strip died in a stampede while waiting to get bread from a local bakery. To respond to the hunger crisis, UNRWA, in cooperation with the tribal local committees, will start distributing 150-pound bag of flour to each local family that is made up of 10 members or more this week. Families of less than 10 members will receive less, and it's a process. Families have to register and wait for the agency and committees to coordinate. Muhammad Barut, the grandmother of a 12-member family who was displaced and is now living with her daughter in Hamad, Khan Yunis, says more needs to be done to help people from starving.
Concerned bodies must find a solution for those thieves who loot the aid supplies. The situation is pretty difficult as people cannot even access bread, and many have had to use expired flour or find alternatives to bread. And the alternatives are either rice or spaghetti. And even rice is sold for 18 to 20 shekels, $7 for 1 kilogram, which we cannot afford.
For the past few months, Israeli authorities have curtailed the amount of goods and aid allowed into Gaza by some 75%, causing the shortage of food and driving people to take up arms and raid aid facilities as a last act of desperation. Local estimates are that 120 trucks of aid entered Gaza last week, compared to 500 trucks each day before Hamas's attack in Israel and Israel's ensuing war in Gaza. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami El-Migheri in Gaza.